Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We have Tomlin comments, him talking about how this is an all-hands-on-deck game because it's for a division championship against the Ravens. Let's just start with that question. Do you agree with it? Is it that vital? Is it that important?
I don't think it is. I got to be consistent with what I said yesterday. Like, I hear that quote from him, like, hey, we've got a chance to win this thing. And for me, you win a division, and I can't play the hypothetical game too much here. Who knows? They could get all these guys back, and they could all stay healthy and be as healthy as they're going to be and win the division. Great. What matters to me more, though? You win this game, you win the division, and then you go one and done in the playoffs, or you maybe even limp into the playoffs, like not that impressively because you're banged up and the schedule's tough, but you get as healthy as you could possibly be for the playoffs and then win your first playoff game? I'll take option B there, man. There's no doubt. Like, what would I rather have? Hey, the 11-6 Pittsburgh Steelers and AFC North champions on wild card weekend, or maybe the 10-7 Pittsburgh Steelers wild card team playing in the division round? That's not a hard question for me to answer. I don't know why it would be for anyone else.
Well, because the first scenario that you outlined, though, franchises the teams themselves, the way that they keep score, the things they value or treasure. In that scenario, they value option A more than option B. Teams, the Steelers don't because they're a old-timey franchise. But the other teams in town, the Penguins and Pirates, for example, if you win a division, you hang a banner for that. Division championships get cherished. If you finish runner-up and then win a playoff game and lose in the divisional round, you don't get anything for that. It's nothing. It's a good year. It's better than every year since 2016.
Still would rather have a playoff game. Win.
Yes, I would too, because it's been so long since we had one. But I don't put no stock or no value. There is value in being the bully on your block, especially when you're in a division with the Ravens and Bengals, and they have Burrow and Lamar, in my opinion. And as someone that is a very ardent, I think, critic of Mike Tomlin and will bash the guy when he absolutely deserves it, I completely disagree with that. I'm not going to be so angered over a division title in this specific year when they blew up their quarterback room and rolled the dice with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Yes, it'll be a continuation of January playoff disappointment, but I'm not going to look back on this season as a failed year.
That was the key line, and they went on from there, Bob, where Pony's take is basically this is a successful year no matter what if they win the division. The only caveat he put in there is if they get blown out, I would add, like usual, in the playoffs. If they get blown out like the Cleveland game, to which I would ask, you know, what's the line you draw there? 10 points, 17 points, 25? They only lost. Did they lose the Cleveland playoff game by what, 10 in the end?
Yeah, they were all closer than... Yeah, you know, it was at one point.
It was a 12-point game at right. one point.
Just so, like the Jacksonville game had gotten away from them, and they made it look closer than it was.
So, bottom line is, he did say, I would rather have a playoff win than a division
right.
title.
Right, he did say that.
Although, I must say, the conversation started to veer a little bit from that, if we had kept listening. But he did say that. But he also said, I wouldn't look back on this as a failed season if they only win the division. I disagree vehemently with that, Bob. You?
Not vehemently, but I disagree.
Is it a successful year if they just win the division and lose in the playoffs?
They do put a lot of value in winning divisions, and I think it's important to do that. I do. However, it's just like Ohio State. You know, whatever they do, they're going to go in the postseason if they lose. Regardless, they could have won. To me, it diminishes it a little bit, and that's the same thing here. If they win the division, I would expect them to get a home playoff game, obviously, so therefore I expect to win. Art Rooney said as much. It's time for them to start winning playoff games. So that's what's going to make or break the end result of this season. They got to get in, and they got to, you know, move at least to the next round. And if it's a close game, you know, I get how this works. If it's a close game, you're in it, and it's a crazy game, you played well, they played better, whatever the case, I can live with that. But if it's a blowout game, then that would change everything. I think your last impression is a very first impression when you're talking about the entire season.
All we've talked about is winning a playoff game. T.J. Watt has never participated in a playoff win.
And that makes it even more important that he and Cam, these guys have been around, Minkah Fitzpatrick, these guys are playing for now. They have to do this thing now.
There's a hierarchy of prizes here, with the Super Bowl being the number one, obviously. You get to an AFC title game. Man, that's a good year in any year, I think. And after that is playoff wins, and way after that is division titles and such things. It's a nice accomplishment. Don't get me wrong. A nice regular season accomplishment. The key words there being regular and season. This is all about getting at least one playoff win. In fact, long ago I was told by somebody inside that building that the Steelers themselves measure a successful season based on you get a playoff win, that's a pretty good year. You know, obviously everybody wants to win the Super Bowl, but if we were just measuring on that, my God, there would be no hope, and every season's a failed season. Within that building, at least those years ago, and things don't really change much inside that building, the Steelers internally look at a playoff win season as a pretty good year at team headquarters. All I need to know about measuring seasons on division titles is the last two times the Steelers won a division title. They came back the next week in 2020 and got their asses handed to them by the Browns. Does anybody look back at that year and say, wow, that was a good, successful year? I sure don't.
And conversely, when they got in as the number six seed, the first ever to do it, most people thought that season was over. You know, they were 7-5, reeling. And it's funny when you go back and look at articles, comments people made during that time. There was no hope. People had given them no hope. What they remember out of that season is they went on the road and won a Super Bowl, and that's all you remember. You don't remember how they got
there. That's all you remember.
Yes.
It's the school year. You know, you had a great test in November. That math test you aced was wonderful. It comes down to the final exams. But I was mentioning, just look at the last two times they've won division titles. Do you look back at 2020 as a success? It was an embarrassment. Do you look back at 2017, which was the previous time they won a division? That was the Blake Bortles catastrophe. Do you look back and say, wow, that was a pretty good year, 2017? Well, yeah, the regular season was pretty good. It was nice. It was fun. But Blake Bortles came in here and destroyed them. It's all about what happens after the regular season. And that doesn't wipe out a reason to celebrate this week. It's not dousing the present. Man, it would be great. You have fun as a fan. They go in and beat the Ravens this week in Baltimore. Maybe they'll plant a flag, Bob, and get arrested for a felony. Plant your flag there for a regular season win. That's awesome, man. That's fun. And a lot of being a fan is the ride along the way. But in the end, that's all it is a regular season accomplishment. That's it. And I definitely do not define this season in particular as a success based on a division title if they don't win a playoff game. It's absolutely attached to what has been going on here for a long time. They haven't come close to winning a playoff game in 7 years. It's time. I think the guys in that room would agree to this. It's time to win a playoff game And yes, just one playoff game would define for me a successful season. Just one. It sure as hell beats none. It gets you to the next round. It gets you within breathing distance of an AFC title game. Win a playoff game. To me, a successful season depends on that, Bob. You win one, yes, you've had a successful season.
Me
you
too.
Don't, no, it, you, it no, adds, you've, no you've had a failed
the,
season.
Success or the celebratory, if you win the division and win a playoff game, then beyond that, anything is gravy, I think. I think based on how this season started, where it was, what they were doing, you win the division, you win a playoff game, and then whatever happens, except a blowout. You don't want a blowout. But if it's a good game and you lose, so be it. You've made strides. But beyond that, I think a question we'll be talking about in the offseason will be, the Steelers obviously made their moves at quarterback for now, I think. But have they set themselves up for the future at quarterback? I'm talking about longer range, you know?
Yeah. Well, not yet, unless Russ has more year, several right. more years left in him, multiple years.
And if not, they're going to be chasing this for a while, I think. You know what I mean? So I think that's going to be one of the more compelling offseason storylines.
Me too, man. But in the meantime, what constitutes a successful season for the Steelers? Does merely winning the division do that for you? No matter what happens afterwards, save for a horrendous blowout in the playoffs, right? Which is the
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The caveat that Pony put in there. For me, it's win a playoff game or bust. 412-928-9370. Limits, your thoughts on this matter.
I would much rather win a playoff game. Like, I do value winning the division, but I think if you get in, and I think it'd be better for them situationally if they win the division, have a chance to win a playoff game. However, I would much rather have playoff success over regular season success.
Who wouldn't?
Because,
Who on earth wouldn't?
If it doesn't matter, like, you win the division, if I knew, like, oh, well, you win the division, but you also win a playoff game, sure. But, like, it's not like a silver lining must-have for me. It's not. Like, I know that they value hat and T-shirts, banners with winning the division.
What's not a silver lining must-have? Winning the division?
No. I mean, if you can get into the playoffs and you still think that there's a viable path, I think it's better to win the division and have a path. But if they win a playoff game, it means no different to me that they won the division. Based on what this season is ultimately always meant, to win a playoff game. That is the ultimate goal, whether
what's
you win the division or
what's
not.
What's the bar for you for a successful season?
You have to win one playoff game.
I agree.
The division
is just same thing.
Numb for me.
Especially this franchise and this team. This year, you have to win a playoff game. And yes, just one measly little playoff win does make all the difference between a failed and successful season. Yes, it does. It's just on a different level. And to use a person from Pony's past as a great example here is Jim Boeheim from Syracuse. Do you think he had put high value on the Big East tournament? I don't think so. I remember many years.
They do put value on those things. A lot of these coaches do, but knowing that the bigger prize is out there. So it's nice to win it if you can win it, but if you don't, that's fine. You got to win.
I think in Boeheim's world, knowing that the only prize out there was the NCAA tournament.
But you've been to those things. You see how they react when they win it. It's a good accomplishment. You win the...
A nice accomplishment. Right. It is. And I don't think Boeheim had much value for it. He was in it to make runs in the NCAA tournament.
I understand that.
But
he wasn't in it
world.
To lose the games. If he was on the court and they were winning and they were playing, he's trying to win a game.
Sure.
And if you win that championship, it did mean something to those players.
Yeah, and it's forgotten a day later. Now, it meant a lot to Pitt. I think it means a lot to different programs at different times.
It meant a lot to UConn. When Kemba Walker got hot at the right time, and they were bad going into that, and they end up winning that and just keep on going.
Yeah,
sometimes it can propel you.
Sometimes that can, and that's using these games in a utilitarian way.
Right.
That the division title's great for setting you up for playoff success, but whether it constitutes a successful season in and of itself, not at all.
No way. And I agree with you 100% on that. But what I'm saying is, for them, I wouldn't diminish it if you get it. You're playing to win the game.
Here's the thing. I'm not diminishing it as a regular season achievement. It's a great regular season achievement, but it's in the regular season. So therefore, it can't be what defines your season, almost by definition, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree.
It just can't be.
You got to win when it matters in the playoffs, especially considering the drought they find themselves in.
Now, there's the dramatic other side, which I didn't hear, but Pony pointed to Crowley saying Tomlin should be fired if they lose their first playoff game. I would say that, you know, you win a division, you have a nice regular season, and then you fail in the playoffs, and therefore your season is a failure overall. I still think the division title, you don't fire somebody after that, Bob. You don't fire people after, you know, they had an okay year. An okay year.
Well, all I know is, for now, what's important is they got to win and try to win a division first and foremost. That sets you up for a better opportunity in the postseason. That goes hand in hand with winning in the postseason, I think. What's failed the Steelers over the years is they've been in that position where they have home games in the postseason and they haven't been able to complete that. In fact, it's been completely domination by the visiting team, and certainly Cleveland and Jacksonville are two teams you didn't expect to do that. So the first step is getting a home game. I think it makes things a little easier, even though we've seen them lose at home, but I still would rather have it. I have the same argument about getting home ice. I know that the numbers can tell you one thing in the playoffs, but I'd rather have that situation, everything that comes with it, with a chance to win a game. I think if they get that, they can win that first playoff game. I don't care who it's against. It could be Denver. It can be whatever team, you know, Los Angeles Chargers. I think at home the Steelers would win that game. And then, therefore, everything else is gravy in my view.
Now, maybe people spotted an inconsistency there. I said the season overall would be a failure, and yet, you know, I'm not firing the coach.
No.
How could that be? Well, probably because you add up the two grades. It would be an A of a regular season and an F of a postseason if they don't win a playoff game. So you still come out, even with heavily weighted toward the playoff game, as a C- or something like that, or a C maybe even, you know, just average, pretty much with what they always do, although they would win a division. Do you know what I mean, Bob?
Yeah, I do know what you
mean.
You weigh
those two things out, you're not firing coaches after, whatever, 12 and 5 years and division titles, and yet you can still declare that it was not a successful season.
Right.
If you don't win a playoff game.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, they know how important this is, which is why I think they went out and got Russell Wilson and brought in Justin Fields. They know that they wanted to do something at the quarterback position which can help them right now with some of these guys on defense who are getting up there in age, and they want to get that opportunity to win a game. So Bottom line is, that's what they did. As I said, subplot down the road is what happens at the quarterback position in 1 or 2 years down the road.
Just winning in the regular season, I would add, is not enough even for Mike Tomlin anymore or the Steelers.
For example,
that's why they fired Matt Canada when they were 6-4. That's why he switched quarterbacks when they were 4-2 and told Jay Glazer, I'm not in this to win games. I'm in it to win championships. Well, last I checked, you got to win at least one playoff game to set yourself up. Like make at least a tiny playoff run, or how could anybody call this a successful season?
Well, to use your Buffalo Bills, for example, they have a whole rigid distinction of what makes a successful season and what isn't. They can do everything they've done. Josh Allen can be MVP. They can win every game by 30. They score in the 30s and 40s. But if they lose in the first round, how are people in Buffalo going to remember that season? So that's the level that they're at. When your expectations are high, you have to go through the expectation bar and win a game. And I think the Steelers, even though they're not at the Buffalo Bills level of expectations because of where Buffalo has been, the Steelers do have the same expectation. Get in and win. But Buffalo, more so than any team right now, is the team that has to win a playoff game, in my view.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting question to ponder. Like, my first reaction is, why shouldn't the Steelers have the same expectations as the Bills? But if you look at recent history, this whole year feels like it's about winning one playoff game. You know, don't bore me with the details in some ways along the way. You get in as a wild card, you get in as a division champ. What difference does it make in some ways? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go ask the Cleveland Browns when they got in as a wild card. The Steelers won the division, and a week later, you know, the whole town was in tears for good reason here.
Expectations are a part of everything. Every team creates expectations, good or bad. And if your expectations are high, if you don't achieve that level, then it's viewed differently. For example, if you're you mentioned Cleveland, the New York Giants, if they put together a season where they get into the playoffs and somehow win, even just getting to the playoffs is celebrated for the whole offseason. Hey, look how they made strides. Look at the Browns have won a playoff, whatever the case. So everything is depending on expectations. The Pirates have no expectations every year, so therefore
well,
if they win a little bit.
The Steelers were picked to finish last this year in the AFC North, and therefore this is a
success. But I think
success.
The Steelers are a different kind of example just because of how they, you know, the team they have, the expectation they have based on their a standard, to use that word, but it is, Art Rooney said so, it's time to win playoff games. So when the owner says it's time to win a playoff game, it's time to win a playoff game. That's the bar.
I mean, would a division title then be good enough next year? Or are we raising the bar a little bit next year?
To me, it's always a year-to-year thing here. But you expect that going in. Based on preseason prognosticators, the Steelers were not expected to do this. They did. And if they win it especially, that's a step forward. But then you take three steps back if you lose the first playoff game. Given their history, just as Buffalo's history suggests, they have a team that can win a Super Bowl. They've had for the last 3 years, but they haven't done it. So now it's set up so that I would think they are the team to beat in the AFC. I will say that over Kansas City. I think they are a better team. They already beat Kansas City. Their expectation is to win the Super Bowl. I think if they don't, people in Buffalo will look at it totally differently.
412-928-9370. What would constitute a successful season for the Steelers? What's the bar? I got asked this in the old mailbag this week. Pony and Mueller were having a very spirited conversation about this yesterday, and that's what sparked today's topic.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.